Now joining me is Brian. What's next for RCA and Elvis?
Well, in February 1958, 2 months before Elvis entered the Army, RCA was in a panic that he would be forgotten while he was away. They went through the songs available at the time and chose the best of them, even though they felt this was too immature for Elvis as a grown man. They had the recording session, and Elvis was not satisfied with the results. So he came back 3 weeks later, saying he had thought of some things to help. First, he wanted the piano beefed up, and it needed percussion. But there were no drummers in the studio, so he used the back of his guitar for the percussion, and that's what you hear on this record, Wear My Ring Around Your Neck, from 1958.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know
down the line in 1960 now, This was a song that was released on an album in that year and then took off, so it was released again as a single in 1964. Went all the way to number 16, but it was not the first time the song had been released. In fact, it had come out in 1956, recorded by a group called the Four Lovers. Do you know who they became? The Four Seasons. And before that, written by Lincoln Chase, originally recorded by the Drifters in their first incarnation, when Clyde McFatter was their lead singer. RCA, too racy. Such a night.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. She kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave such a night. Came the dawn and my heart and her love and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart and her love and the night was gone. But I'll never get to the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember that night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh.
The Birmingham Record Collector.
Next, we'll hear What'd I Say? This was from 1963. It was first written and recorded by Ray Charles in 1959. You'll remember this song from the movie Viva Las Vegas. This was the big dance scene that they did with Anne Margaret. Later, it was released as a single, and it was at the A-side was Viva Las Vegas. What'd I Say?
Don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long. All right. Hey, hey. All right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right. Hey, hey. All right. Make me feel so good right now. Make me feel so
good. Make me feel so good right now. Make me feel so good. Make me feel so good. She can do the dog all night long, all right. Oh, oh, what I say, tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say. Tell me what I say. Feel all right.
The Birmingham Record Collectors, going into their 30th year, we meet monthly in Birmingham at the library in Homewood, and we also have an annual record show. It is held the third weekend in August. This year it will be in Gardendale at the Civic Center. But if you're interested in any information, you need any information about the club, you can contact us by sending a letter to Birmingham Record Collectors, P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259, or you can email ray@rockingray.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible, give you information on joining the club or about our upcoming record show in August.
That's going to be quite a show. 30th anniversary of the club. We're moving to a new location. This is going to be at the Gardendale Civic Complex, which is just north of downtown Birmingham, Alabama. But it's going to give us an opportunity to have a nice, big, spacious show. Really looking forward to getting into this venue. Those of you who have never been to a record collecting convention, really, if there's some music that you collect, if there's something you particularly like, these are the best places to find them. We will have, gosh, what, Charlie, 60, 70 dealers maybe?
We have somewhere around 55 to 60 dealers.
Okay.
And we've always tried to get 100 tables, and last year we finally did it. It's because our space was limiting us, but we expanded, and we had 103 tables last year, 8-foot tables, and all full of records. And this year we hope to reach 100 also.
That's a lot of tables. That's a lot of records. If you like albums, 45s, 78s, music memorabilia, if you want backstage passes, if you want CDs, if you want T-shirts, if you want anything related to music, you're going to find it at this show. And this is the show because BRC puts on the largest record collecting show in the Southeast every year. We have for many years. If you're going to only make one of these things, this is the one you want to make. Again, it's the third weekend in August. Every year, the third weekend in August, it's Gardendale. And all you have to do is just look at the website that you're looking at or listening to now, and you'll have all the information. We'll have flyers up there with all the dates, the times, the places, directions, maps, everything you're going to want to need to go there, to stay in the area, food venues, anything you may need. And this is a weekend deal, folks. You need to make your plans to come in. The public show starts on Saturday. We'll continue on Sunday. And of course, also on Sunday, Charlie, we have our what has become really a big deal, and that is the introduction of the new members of the BRC Hall of Fame.
Yes, this year coming up, being the 2014 year, will be our 14th class of inductees. And we've had some great people locally. We try to induct people that maybe didn't get the national acclaim, but we as Birmingham people, as Alabama people, we remember them and we just try to honor them. And we'll have another good class this year. And we just hope everybody can make it.
Make your plans now. Third weekend in August, we'll see you there.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Ray, next we have a requested song. This song from 1964 is Kiss Me Quick. It charted at number 34. The flip side of this is Suspicion. Again, this is a requested song for the BRC Club. Kiss Me Quick.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so.
Love you so, love you so.
Let the band keep playing. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know. For that kiss will open heaven's door, and we'll stay there forevermore. So kiss me quick because I love you so. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. Kiss me quick because I love you so.